This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This has been a tough, tough summer for organizations that rely on unpaid interns. Those interns have sued and won and gotten a whole lot of press. Press, it seems, that the White House somehow hasn't been reading. Interns there, it turns out, don't get paid either. Kate Davidson has more now on who gets those coveted White House spots and at what cost.
The Fair Pay Campaign is a brand new advocacy group pushing the White House to pay its interns. Mikey Franklin is the man behind it.
The only people that can afford to do unpaid internships are people that can afford to work for free. And that's a very narrow subset of people that might want to do a White House internship.
What we do know is that this summer's crop of 150 interns includes 40 Ivy League students or recent graduates. We know because we made our intern count them. And it's reported to include the children of political insiders Larry Summers, Ron Klain, and Steve Rattner. Jeff Kavanaugh became a White House intern in the spring of 2004 precisely because he thought the experience would boost his resume.
And as a matter of fact, it did do that. I actually went back after I graduated from college and was on staff in the same department at the White House.
Kavanaugh, who got college credit for his internship, worked his way through school and took out loans. Barry Bluestone of Northeastern University worries that these days so many students are being forced into debt that it limits their internship options.
If those internships don't pay, it becomes more and more difficult for students to pay for their tuition.
It's clear that students who can afford to accept White House internships do benefit. But the debate over whether enough students with low-income backgrounds get the chance is not over yet. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.